And so the people would, she had a quartet instead of a big choir. And I think that's prettier now than a choir because they sing such pretty songs. And so she had this quartet, and every once a week, about, I believe it was on Saturday, they'd come down home where we lived, down the McCrae place, and practice instead of Mama having to go up to the church. And they said they just loved the walking down there. And so they had a good time that way. Well, there wasn't many houses between our house then and town. And we could hear Mama sing, sit out on our front porch.
And you heard her?
And we could hear Mama sing. She had a wonderful voice. And then when she died, of course, it, we were up here. Our house had burned. And we never did know why it caught or what. But it burned. And after it burned, why, my grandfather, wasn't anything he'd do but for her, for us to come live with them, because there wasn't anybody but just him.
How old were you then, when your mother died?
Well, when we went to his house, when Papa died. Well, let's see, I don't know just how old I was. I guess I could add it up. But anyhow.
Well, you were not grown, though. You were just small. That's what I mean.
Yes, I was small.
Just small.
I wasn't going to school.
That's what I thought. You just
And I think Galloway was built in 1889. And so it wasn't, and Mama then had gone up to, she had always played from when she was 16 years old, played in the church. And the first Methodist church was, when she first, church here, was one back of where the church by the theater is. Well, she was, it was right back of that. There was a church, and all denominations worshiped in that church. And finally, they made up enough money to build a Methodist church, but it was just a wooden church, and it was where the Christian church is now. And I think there's some of the wood in that church now that was in then. And so then that was why it was. Then when they built this church, that was in 1889, why, that's when Mama moved over there as organist. And my brother, she just had two children, Dandridge and me, and she, we were baptized by Dr. He was the first preacher of that church. And Mama was the organist. And so then after that, of course I was in the church, and Mama was all the time. Then I went, then when she went off to Martha's Vineyard to take a recourse in music, while she was up there, her teacher said that she was so talented, he said, why not take a pipe organ? And Mama said, well, they don't have pipe organs in Searcy. And he said, but they may someday. She said, no, I don't think they ever will. It's not a big town. Of course, it was small then.
I was, that was going to be another one of the things I wanted to ask you about.
And then, so she said, then we, what was I talking about?
You were telling me about when about the pipe organ, and she said they'd never have.
Oh yeah, would never, never have a pipe organ. Well, he said, anyhow, it wouldn't take you but a little while to learn it because you are so talented. So she took it, and when she got back, of course Galloway opened, and she was there.